Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you out to a wonderful show, a show that's for you, a show that's saying, hey, we debunk the traditional mainstream stuff because the average person right now is financially struggling, but we want something different. We want to be able to financially prosper. We want cash flow and freedom now so we can be with those that we love when we want to be with them, so we can work because we want to, not because we have to. And I'm excited that you guys are here, a part of this, because you guys are moving forward this movement. You are creating that ripple effect right now, because as you become more and more financially free, you're not just going to be using this to sit on the money or just to consume it for your own benefit, although that's a great side benefit. But the benefit is not only for the comfort of you and your family, but also for those that are around you. So welcome to the show today. Again, check out our website, moneyripples.com. Yeah, there's great stuff on there as well. There's even a great book on there called Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today that you can download for free. So today, this is not going to be your usual feel-good kind of a podcast episode today. This one actually has been inspired through different conversations I've had over the years with clients specifically. And of course, this comes up with clients, but I think this could really apply to a lot of you. And this would especially be for those of you that, you know, maybe you don't like conflict in your life. You know, maybe you were such a good person and a nice person. And I'm speaking from experience that I know what this is like. But you're such a nice person that you can actually be choosing someone else over your own family or over yourself. And so I want to talk to you specifically, those of you that maybe you've got different people surrounding you giving you advice. They could be financial advisors, they could be accountants, they could be lawyers or attorneys of different sorts, they could be, you know, well-meaning cousins or brother-in-laws, sister-in-laws, whoever. But you might be listening to somebody right now at the cost of your family, at the cost of your freedom and your happiness and your prosperity. And this came up recently for me. It hasn't happened for a while, but recently, you know, I had a client where we had amazing results in store, right? Just amazing. And I mean, he's doing some of these things, which is good, because so he's not, it's not like it's all or nothing, but there was a situation where I said, hey, listen, on the life insurance side of things, right? Just on the life insurance piece, I said, hey, listen, just by doing this a little bit differently, I was like, I know you've been working with this guy he's been working with him for like 20 years, right? So I get that he trusts this guy. He's known me for 10, almost 10 years. But obviously, he's known this guy for longer, and he's such a good guy, a really well-meaning guy too. And the person that he's working with is a good guy too. The financial advisor is a great guy. The life insurance agent is. And he does a decent job. But I showed him. I said, listen, here it is. Apples to apples. This is going to cost you $300,000 over the next 20 years. Not just you, but you and your family, $300,000 over the next 20 years by using the method that he's using, or using that, you know, that same insurance product. By the way, this other guy, this insurance guy, that's a great guy. He's like 73 years old, so he's on his way out, right? But I mean, the guy does a decent job on the whole infinite banking concept. But like I keep telling people, and I've even said on this podcast, it's not about the person that's running it necessarily, about how good or bad they are. It's not even about what company they use. It's how it's designed. And of course, most insurance agents, even the ones that do infinite banking, I've noticed a lot of them will still charge more in cost than that's needed. And so that's what it was. Like, I could reduce this guy's cost. So even after the initial cost up front, that would cost him more, right? After, like I said, after 20 years, it was $300,000 and exponentially continuing to grow from that point on. And so I said, hey, this is costing your family $300,000. To me, this is a no-brainer. Well, guess what? 2 weeks later, he kind of said, you know, Chris, you know, I can see what you mean, But I think I'm just going to stick with the plan that I have. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Why? Why would that be the case? And I kind of know why, because even he said it in the beginning. He said, you know, I don't know. Like, this guy's been such a good, you know, such a good advisor for me. And all I could, and so I'm speaking as much to him as I'm speaking to each of you, because you got to put this in perspective. And again, like, I get this. Like, I have loyalty to people, sometimes too far. I've taken my loyalty so far that it has cost me money or even happiness, right? And as well as my family. But I'll tell you, like, I have a limit. And I have to ask myself this all the time is, was it costing me or my family? And so for this guy, it's hey, no brainer. Apples to apples, 300 grand plus. But for him, the relationship with that advisor was more valuable than the $300,000 for his family. So the question I have for him, as well as for each of you, is who do you love more? Who are you prioritizing? I already told him, by the way, I said, this advisor is not going to lose money on this. He already made the money on this case. You know, he's pretty good. Not to mention this advisor has, you know, the guy has had so much money coming in. I mean, the guy dumps in, you know, 100,000 plus a month into his own policies because he's got so much business already, right? And it's not about whether I get business or not. It's not that matters, but he was afraid of taking something away from him. And I'm like, I can guarantee this guy's not going to make 300,000 off of your case. I already know he would not be making 300,000. It'd be in the tens of thousands he was making off this case. But it's going to cost, you know, him, my client, and his family 300,000 plus. I mean, think about that. With $300,000, I even said this too. I said $300,000, you know, that could easily create like at least $30,000 to sometimes even $40,000 a year of passive income. And for those of you that do active investing, it could be even more than that, right? You could probably make way more than that with $300,000. And so it doesn't just cost them the $300,000. It's also the opportunity cost of the money that they could have created with that money. So this could easily be into the multiple hundreds of thousands, maybe into the millions, depending on who you are. And so you got to understand that this is something that's just not good. I had another client, this was about a decade ago. He was actually an influential coach in the chiropractic space. And we started talking. He was in California. He had a very successful business. And I noticed his corporate structure. I was like, why would you have that? That's not very advantageous for taxes. And I asked him about that. He said, oh, that's what my accountant said to do. And I said, well, I'm no accountant, but I can refer you to my CPA, and he can even tell you what that's costing you. And we found it was costing him over $10,000 a year. So to me, I'm like, well, that's a no-brainer. If it's between, it was like $10,000 to $14,000 a year. So I'm like, well, that's a no-brainer. Let's get this done. Let's get this changed. Let's, you know, get you with an attorney, get this set up a correct way, and start saving you some money on taxes. And guess what he did? Nothing. He did nothing. He did the same old thing. And by the way, if you think about the math here, if he's kept it the same way for the last 10 years, which I think he probably has, because he was pretty adamant that he was not going to change, although people do change sometimes. If he kept this going for the last 10 years, that's over $100,000 he cost himself, all because he said, yeah, you know, like, I like this accountant. Here's the thing, guys. Like, I've had accountants that I've had to have conversations with saying, listen, you know, either you learn this stuff or I fire you. And in fact, one of them was one of my best friends. I said, hey, either you learn some of this stuff or I have to go somewhere else where I know my family and I will get more. And one of them actually did that. He did change for a time. It's like, cool. All right. He learned the stuff, saved me the money, right? But other people, not so much. And so I get and understand about being loyal, but who are you truly loyal to? Yeah, you might say your family is number one, but I'm going to call bull crap if you pick, in a financial situation like this, you pick somebody else because, hey, I don't want to hurt their feelings. Or, hey, you know, they've been good to me over the years. Great. But you realize that in order for you to upgrade your financial, you know, your real financial prosperity, you need to upgrade your team sometimes. You know, it would be great if you could take everybody along with you. You've probably noticed this with personal relationships. You've probably had relationships that you've had in the past, maybe decades ago, that are no longer in your life, you know, for various reasons. But a lot of the reasons could be that you're just different people now. You've gone different paths. You have different philosophies and ideas. And so you're not as attracted to each other as you used to be. The worst thing to do is, in a financial sense, if you're to do that same thing and to keep those same relationships around you, that you don't upgrade your relationships, you don't upgrade your team, and that costs you dearly. Because now you don't upgrade either. You cannot financially upgrade with a team. You cannot have a middle-class team and expect to get out of the middle class. You cannot have a lower-class team. You cannot expect to have H&R Block and even get into and keep money in your pocket with taxes, right? I rip on H&R Block because they're the most common one that I run into with clients to say, yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm not getting the tax savings I should be getting, right? I mean, that's the way it always is. You've got to upgrade with it. And that means that it doesn't mean that you cut them off as friends. And by the way, if it does cost you your friendship, was it truly a friendship in the first place? I mean, that's the thing, is like, you can still be friends. I have people that used to be on my team that are no longer on my team, and I still consider them dear friends. Absolutely. I know I've done it to other, you know, I've had other people too. They've done it to me, and I'm cool with that, you know. Now, if they go and get worse advice, I'm not cool with that, you know. But if it's something like, okay, I understand why you're going this direction, this is kind of your next step for you, awesome. I get it. But you got to make sure that it's going to be in your benefit. And so that's kind of my rant today, is that who are you listening to? Who is on your team? And who are you truly, truly trying to create freedom for? Is it them? Or is it for you and your family? That's really the question at hand here. And so the next time this comes up, you know, consider that, hey, maybe I need to let these things go. Maybe I need to let these relationships go from a business standpoint. Now, by the way, I do understand there are some cases, and I've had this happen before, where someone says, listen, like, for example, I had my own chiropractor that said this. He said, listen, Chris, I can see the life insurance side. I could do better with what you're doing. But this guy has been sending me so many patients that I'd be really scared to let that relationship go. And I was like, okay, this guy brings in thousands of dollars a year. All right, what's the cost and the benefit for your family? I was like, okay, for your situation, that's about right. That's fine. And in fact, I even said, like, listen, let's make a coordination effort out of it. And so we did. And by the way, I'm actually friends with this guy that was his insurance agent, and got to know him more. And there's a lot of times, in fact, he might even be listening to this episode right now because he actually follows my show. But that's the kind of the cool thing, is that it's like, all right, yeah, I get it. Like, yes, we could do better, but I can see where if somebody's sending you a ton of business, that's a hard relationship to let go of. And I understand that, you know, but you got to keep watching that, you know, or find a way to maybe make it work. You know, I've had several people with accountants, right? Because they'll have an accountant that they say, oh, this person is, you know, either they've sent a lot of business my way because there are other business owners that are passing business back and forth or something. I'll say, you know what? Great. Why don't we create an accounting team? Maybe we get two of you working together. You know, we get one person doing the consulting side while that accountant's still working on doing your taxes. And I know a lot of times, like, the accountants that have the best creative ideas for helping you save taxes often don't enjoy doing the tax returns. They would much rather delegate it anyways. So I was like, great, why don't you create your own super accounting team? You know, now you get the best of both worlds. You still get to keep this person in your professional life, so to speak, but you still get the benefit otherwise. So there are ways to make that work. But, you know, you got to make sure that it's benefiting you. Ultimately, it's got to benefit you and your family. And so the next time you tell me, hey, Chris, my family is number one, I'm going to call bull. I'm going to question you on that. I'm going to challenge you on that. All right. So, anyways, that's my thing for you, is be careful who you're listening to. You know, make sure you get the best advice and the best team around you possible that works in your benefit, and be willing to upgrade as you upgrade. Because as you progress, you need your team to progress for you to progress, and vice versa. As you progress, you're going to need a better team anyways, and they have to go with you. So that's my advice for you guys this week. I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.